With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and Paul Layton is on the line now, Salem News reporter. And Paul, big doings going on at Mascanoma Regional High School. They're one of the few schools left in the area with natural turf. And so, well, anyway, fill me in about what's going on, because it's a three community, not Hamilton. Do I have it right? Is it Masco?
Mascanoma, yes.
Yeah, all right, let me start again. Yeah. Let me start again. What are the three towns, Paul?
Boxford, Topsfield, and Middleton.
Okay, it is three towns. All right, I just got through doing a Hamilton Wenham story, so sorry about that.
Yeah, well, they had one, too, so we could almost combine it, probably, you know, at some point.
But. I like it. That's fine. All right, let me start again. All right, second take. Three, two, one. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and happy now to be talking with Salem News reporter Paul Layton, who's going to bring us up to date on some goings-on regarding high school athletic fields. Paul, welcome back, and how are you doing?
Great, Rick. Thanks for having me.
One of the big stories recently has been a vote that has become necessary in order to make improvements in a couple of towns, or a couple of schools, most notably recently Mascanomet High School. So bring me up to speed on what's going on.
Sure, Rick. There's a proposal that's going to voters in the three towns that make up the Mascanomet Regional School District, Boxford, Topsfield, and Middleton, and they're being asked to approve spending money to build two artificial turf fields at Mascanomet Regional High School. This has been in the works for a long time, from talking to people in those communities. It's been like a 10-year effort to try to get artificial turf fields. So it's finally going to be on the ballot at town meetings in the three communities in early May. And they're asking the voters to approve $449,000 to pay for the sort of the design and the engineering and so forth, just to get this thing started. And then there's a group, of advocates for this field that said that they're going to raise the money to pay for the rest of it, to pay the bulk of it, which is up to, let me see, I'm checking my story, $7.6 million ultimately for the cost of construction. So the bottom line is people at town meeting will have to vote if they want to spend this almost $500,000 to kickstart this project, and then, you know, private fundraising would raise more than $7 million to actually build it.
I imagine, Paul, I mean, Gloucester went through this a few years ago, as did other cities and towns, and I imagine there's probably good vibes coming out of the region?
I think so. I mean, it's hard to tell until people actually vote on it, but there is this group that's been together for quite a while, and they're really committed to it. You know, whether or not that translates to the polls, we'll have to see. This came up in Hamilton Wenham a couple of weeks ago, a plan for it was a $15 million plan for new turf fields at Hamilton Wenham Regional High School, and that passed both the town meeting and then the town election. So, I think there was, you know, as you said, Rick, and Gloucester, and most of the schools on the North Shore have put in turf fields over the last decade or more now. So these are, you know, two of the last schools to get this. It's just a matter of the people want to pay the money for them.
And if you've already answered this question, forgive me for asking it, but does this require a Proposition 2.5 override in either district?
No, from what I understand, no, it does not. I know it. Oh, wait a minute. It did in Hamilton. It requires, it's what's called a debt exclusion, which is a little different than a 2.5 override, as far as I understand it. It's kind of complicated.
Right.
But it did require a couple of votes to get that through. The Mascanomet one, since they're planning to pay for most of it with private fundraising money, would not require that, as far as I understand it.
Okay, and one of the town meetings in the three communities that have to approve the Masco field, one of those town meetings, are they all in close proximity of time-wise?
Yes. In fact, I'm checking them now because they're the three of them. The one in Topsfield has its town meeting on May 2nd, and Boxford and Middleton each have theirs on May 9th. And so two of the three towns need to approve this in order for it to pass, which is interesting.
Okay, yeah, very. All right, and that's coming up very soon. Paul, once again, thanks for taking the time. I really appreciate it, and looking forward to our next report from the newsroom.
Okay, Rick.
Thank you, Paul. Take care. All right, that's Paul Layton, who is the Salem News reporter, and That's the latest on that stuff with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.